USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A new report released criticizing James Comey's Clinton email probe. That 500-page report released by the Department of Justice Inspector General criticizing the former FBI director's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Director Christopher Wray saying,
"We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process. And once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions."
Meantime, the Justice Department allowing the $85 billion buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. A federal judge saying Tuesday the deal wasn't legal. The government trying to stop it from happening over concerns of price hikes for consumers. Officials in Germany believe they've thwarted a biological weapon attack. Police arresting a Tunisian man they believe was working to make ricin. He hasn't been linked to any specific group, and they're not exactly sure who he was targeting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Reporters at the White House asking questions about the president saluting a North Korean general during his visit to Singapore.
It's a common courtesy when a military official from another government salutes that you return that.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The Kilauea volcano producing 30 billion gallons of lava in the last 6 weeks alone. And officials say more than 700 homes have been destroyed since eruptions began. The tourism industry taking a major hit. And they say they're losing about $450,000 a day in that sector alone. In Pennsylvania,
we are extremely fortunate, and thank God this occurred at 9:30 and not at 6:30.
A catastrophic tornado causing immense damage in northeastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service saying the EF2 tornado with winds between 111 and 135 miles an hour tearing through Wilkes-Barre Township about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, with folks stating the area looks like a war zone after that devastating storm. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hours after a federal judge clears the way for AT&T's merger with Time Warner, there was another large media marriage bid on the horizon. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including YES in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer.
The vice president speaking at the Southern Baptist Convention, thanking those gathered in Dallas for their support of the Trump administration.
Mr. Pence spoke about the success that has been made over the last 500 days of the Trump administration, touching on topics from the economy, pro-life, domestic and international. He thanked them for their prayers that has led to the progress that has been made.
This progress, men and women, on security and prosperity and our most cherished values, is the result of the support of men and women like so many of you.
That's John Clements reporting for USA Radio News.